All right. KJ Talk Radio coming at you with hosts Daryl King and Albert Jones Jr. We are going to have a wonderful show for you all today. And, you know, we haven't seen you all. We haven't actually been talking to you all live in a while, but we have some wonderful shows and we have some great guests. Like tonight, we have a wonderful, actually two young ladies, great authors and also one is an agent, Kimmy, and also Miss Joylyn Jossel. Is that right, Jonesy?
Yeah, that's right. You get it right on the head.
All right. Well, our first guest tonight, Kimmy, is an author. She's a first-time author, and she has a very, very interesting book tonight. Now, Jonesy, you're very affiliated with this young lady. Could you introduce her for us?
Where we have, hello, Kimmy. Is Kimmy on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
Okay, this is Kimmy. This is, I met her about maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And she was telling me about the book that she had wrote, and it's called Nuggets for Ladies. And she wanted to come on the show. I wanted to get her on the show because I hadn't read all the book, but I read some of it. Very interesting book. And we want to bring her on and ask her some questions, and she can give some information to the people. And,
that sounds really good. So that's a very interesting title. First of all, I want to introduce myself. For Kimmy, my name is Daryl King, co-partner here at KJ Talk Radio with Mr. Albert Jones Jr. Nuggets for Ladies or Nuggets for Women? What's the title exactly?
Nuggets for Ladies. Hi, Mr. Derek.
All right. How are you? How are you doing today? Nuggets for Ladies. Okay, so tell me, where did you get the title and what does it mean?
Well, I got the title by the inspiration of God, because I used to meet a lot of ladies. I talk to them, and I see that, well, there are some ladies that want to succeed. They do everything they want to do, but they're still struggling. So I started thinking. I started reading a lot of books, going around the bookstore, looking for a self-help book. So I found a lot of self-help book, and I found out that most of the self-help book is trying to help people to help themselves. And I knew from experience that you can only help yourself if you connect with the one that created you. So I started looking through the Bible, the Holy Bible, for answers to the questions that I know ladies will face on a daily basis. And I got the answers. I put them as nuggets, tips.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Josie? Nuggets for Ladies. That sounds like something that, especially in today's society, with so many issues facing all of us, but in particularly women and black women in general. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing. When I first heard it, Nuggets for Ladies, you know, the first thing I thought about, and I guess they're referring to something like that, is the McDonald's nugget, you know.
You were thinking about your stomach at that time, huh?
Right. Kind of explained it to me. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I've never heard about a book like that. And I'll just say, and Kimmy, you said you were inspired by God, you were inspired by the Word of God. Why do you think it's important that women have a book like Nuggets for Ladies today? Do you think that it's what makes you think that is relevant?
Well, speaking with people and seeing what I see around, I know people are looking for answers. I've met a lot of ladies. Let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, the lady was abused when she was young. You understand?
Right.
Maybe by her stepfather or by a friend or something. And then she grows up, she's looking for love, and she marries or dates the wrong man. Okay. Then she can end up dating the wrong person just because she hasn't dealt with the issue of the past. You understand?
Okay.
So, and I've seen that if the lady can work on herself, kind of forgive whoever has made all those abuses to her when she was younger, and then learn to move on, know that she has a self-worth, with or without a man. You understand? Yeah. She can now achieve her goals. But what I've seen is a lot of time the lady will just hang on to whoever that's not good enough for her because she just want to have somebody. You understand? So stuff like that. Or you think you cannot achieve anything. Maybe when you were growing up, your mama said you can't do nothing, you can't get nothing out of life, and that's still sticking in the person's memory. So, and that thing they said to them when they were young, is still holding them bound till today. Because mama said when you were 5 years old, you can't achieve nothing. So the woman is now 40, she's 30, she still can't get it out of her head because of what her mama told her. So things like that was what inspired me to write this book. Because I know if she knows, if she connects with God and she learns to forgive mama, she learns to walk in love, she can get rid of that hurt and she can move on with her life and succeed. Despite what mama told her when she was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you feel that this book would really very powerful, and I think help the young ladies, right?
That affects a lot of women today.
All
over. Throughout the United States, and a very, very a serious problem that's going on in our society today, as you can see from the shows on Oprah Winfrey, various other programs, daytime talk shows, Dr. Phil, and I need to be addressed. Jody?
Yeah. What's the question again?
To be addressed today in today's society, man?
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the back of my book, let me read the back of my book to you. So it makes a lot of sense. I said this is a self-help book for young women. It's an inspirational book designed for women from 18 years to 40 years of age who can answer yes to any of the following questions. Do you feel trapped and can't seem to achieve your dreams and goals? Do you want to succeed despite all the setbacks you've experienced? Do you feel like you can't really get anything good out of your life because of past disappointments and anger? Do you feel like you haven't got what it takes after all the hurdles life has thrown at you? Do you feel like you're not on top of things? Do you seek change from your present situation? Are you dissatisfied with life? Are you at your wit's end? Do you think you are a failure? Have you been let down by life? Are you tired of being in the same position for too long? And have you tried all you know how to do? Nuggets for Ladies provides a series of practical principles based on faith. Properly followed, these principles will help you cure whatever is wrong with your life. And this book is written by me, published by Third Millennium Publisher. Right now it's on Amazon.com and it's on 3mpub.com/nuggetsforladies.
All right. That's wonderful. Could you give our listeners that information once more?
They can buy the book on Amazon.com. And they can also buy the book on 3mpub.com/nuggetsforladies. And this book is relevant for anyone that can answer yes to any of the following questions. Number one, I'm going to take the point slowly. So if anyone out there falls into any of these categories, you need to get Nuggets for Ladies. Number one, do you feel trapped and can't seem to achieve your dreams and goals? If you feel in this category, then you need to get this book. Number two, do you want to succeed despite all the setbacks you have experienced? If you say yes to this, then you need Nuggets for Ladies. Number three, do you feel like you can't really get anything good out of your life because of past disappointments and anger? If that is you, then you need to get Nuggets for Ladies. Number four, do you feel like you haven't got what it takes after all the others' life has thrown at you. If that's you, then you need to go get nuggets for ladies. Number 5, do you feel like you are not on top of things? 6, do you seek change from your present situation? 7, are you dissatisfied with life? If you fall into any of these categories, you need to get nuggets for ladies. Number 8, are you at your wit's end? Do you think you are a failure? Have you been let down by life? Are you tired of being in the same position for too long? And have you tried all you know to do? If this is you, you need to get this book called Nuggets for Ladies. Thank you.
Wow, okay. Wonderful.
Okay,
Jimmy,
also, Kim, can you tell the people how this wonderful book is called?
Nuggets for Ladies, you know what I'm saying, for a female friend of mine, you know. Sound pretty powerful book. Matter of fact, you know, even as a male, you know, I would love to just go ahead and read that, you know, so I can be able to better understand the struggles that, you know, the fair sex that our ladies go through, you know, because just like James Brown says, you know, it might be a man's world, but it ain't nothing without a woman or a little girl. Am I right about that, Jonathan?
Right on. I know that's right.
Well, I tell you what, you all heard that. That's, you know, this wonderful young lady, that has written a magnificent book today. You know, you all need to support it. We want all of our listeners here on KJ Talk Radio to support her. We're going to have her on again. And you heard that it's already available for you at Amazon.com. You know, Kimmy, do you all have an email address or something that any of the listening to the program tonight wants to contact you personally, can you give it to us, please?
Yes, I can. You want me to spell it to make it easier?
Or you want me to say it?
It's whatever you want to do, sweetheart.
Whatever you want to do. It's your world. Go ahead and give it, because I'm sure there's a lot of ladies that want to take advantage of the knowledge that's in the pages of that book.
All right. F for Frank, O for Orange, L for Lemon, A for Apple, K for Kite, E for Egg, M for Margaret, I for Indigo, A for Apple, Y for Yarn, O for Orange, D for Dog, E for Elephant, L for Lemon, E for Egg @gmail.com.
All right, wonderful.
Did you give them the price of the show tonight?
And just basically, you know, sharing that wonderful bit of information with us, and also to let us know about the book that you've written. It takes a lot of talent to write a book in general, and you know, a lot of courage, a lot of know-how to just come up to be a self-published author. So we want to have you back again in the future. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back on KJ Talk Radio, we will come back with the author and also agent, Jolyn Jossel.
Kane, can you hear me, Kane?
Yes.
Before you go, Kimmy.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to stick around? You know, you can stick around as long as you want to. You might have some questions for the other author that coming up. It's up to you. If you want to stick around, you're welcome.
I would like to stick around.
Please do. Definitely do that.
Thank you. Without a doubt, thank you, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, KJ Talk Radio, we're going to a commercial break. When we come back again, the next voice you will hear will be Jolyn Jossel. Holla at your boy.
All right.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally, no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
All right, KJ Talk Radio, everybody. We just finished up with Kimmy with Nuggets for Ladies. Just that was a wonderful interview, Jonesy. That was great. And now we're going to keep it moving, y'all, with just a, you know, this is a young lady I know well. You know, she got me really, you know, pretty much cut my teeth in the world of urban literature when she was my agent, Ms. Joylynn Joskell, who I met when we were both a part of, you know, Triple Crown Publications at the time, one of the most powerful, actually the most powerful publisher of urban literature or street literature or hip-hop literature, whatever you want to call it at the time. That's how we met. I met her in Atlanta. I'll never forget. And, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful individual. And she has since gone on to bigger and better things. And I just want to introduce everyone to Ms. Joylynn Joskell, better known around the industry and to friends and family as Joy. Joy, how you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for all of those kind words. For a minute, I was like, I think he got the wrong person he about to interview with. He talking about me?
Yes, we are.
I called in on the wrong day. No, but thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I just want to, you know, for those that don't know you and all the listeners out here in Radio Land tonight, I just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Like you said, Daryl, I you know, used to do the street lit thing. I used to write under the name Joy. I used to write the women's chick lit, the erotica, under the name Joylynn M. Joskell. And I know it's crazy because now I'm writing Christian fiction under E.N. Joy. But then I ended up getting a book deal for a children's book, and that publisher really didn't want to have me associated with any of the adult books that I've written, even if it was Christian fiction because of the adult themes. So they asked me to drop the E, and so I wrote under N. Joy. So, you know, I say all that to say right now what I do is strictly, you know, Christian fiction. That, as far as adults, that's what I do.
Okay, so right now you do strictly Christian fiction. And what is the reason that you pretty much, went toward Christian fiction, which is also very, very burgeoning and popular genre of African-American fiction itself, but what made you put down hip-hop or urban fiction, which is so very popular and very lucrative today in American African-American literature?
Well, Daryl, as you know, as writers, you have to some degree, you have to know what you're writing about. You've either, you know, experienced something, someone else has experienced it, you've lived it, someone else has lived it. You know, you write what you know. And so it was so easy for me to write all of those other things, all of those secular books, because that's what I knew, that's the life I was living, or that's what my friends might have been living. You know, additional research goes involved. If you really want to be on the grind and you really want to hone in your craft, you still do additional research, but you have some sense of what's going on in your own tales. I mean, any author can tell you there is a percentage of them in those books. And so as my life began to change, as my walk began to change, you know, a lot of what I was living. All of that began to change, and I started doing different things, and, you know, the people I was with, they were into different things, and so, you know, I couldn't write some of the things I used to write, so, you know, just to, like everybody likes to say, keep it real. If I was going to keep it real, I had gotten saved. I was living for Christ, so I had to glorify Christ. And so, again, if you want to keep it real, it works both ways. If you're going to be real about it when you're doing the street stuff, be real about it. And if you're going to be real about it when you're doing the Christian stuff, be real about that. What people want, what readers want, what I have learned is they want you to be who you say you are, period. And that's what I wanted to do.
I hear that loud and clear, Jonesy. You know, you have daughters. They love street literature. You've known me for many, many years. You know I'm a street lit author, you know, author in general. I don't, you know, don't like to pigeonhole myself. But from just listening to Jordan, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's I was just listening to what she was saying. I think it's a beautiful thing that that she's doing. And I hadn't had the pleasure yet to read one of her books, but everything that she said sounds wonderful. And I hope that she continue to do good work.
Thank you.
And what I want to ask you too, what is your, do you have anything new out now?
We got to pry into what actually started this literary juggernaut known as Joel and Jostle. How did you get your first publishing deal?
Okay, and I want to encourage some authors out there because I self-published my first book. And I honestly self-published that first book with no intention of shopping it. I wanted this book out there. I wanted to hustle it. I wanted to grind with that book. And so that was a short story. Okay, I learned really quick that short stories aren't as appealing as a full-length novel. But I'm sticking true to me, right? Again, keeping it real. So poetry was my first love. My next book I self-published, what I call is my coffee book poetry book. It's a hardback. It's a beautiful book. Some people don't even read poetry. They just like to have it sitting, you know, on their coffee table or in their business. And then once again, poetry. Unless you're out there doing that spoken word and getting them people to like you and then the book sales follow, it's hard. It's hard to push. So I said, you know what? Everybody's out there. They're doing these novels. I never thought I could do one. I sat down and did it with the purpose of self-publishing it while shopping it. I wanted to eat off of that book while I shopped it. The very first publisher I sent it to, I got a rejection letter. It was my very first rejection letter. I kept pushing. I kept hustling. I ended up selling, think of something like 11,000 or 12,500 copies out of the trunk of my car, literally. So now there's a buzz created. Now all of those publishers in New York are seeing the book on the train, you know? And so then I ended up, you know, like Daryl said, we did a book with Triple Crown. I was actually in the same city as Vicki Stringer. When she called me up, Triple Crown hadn't even been formed yet. She was an author. Her self-published book was coming out. Mine was coming out. We did an event together. But then she ended up with Triple Crown, and she asked me to do a story for Triple Crown. You know me. I'm all over the place. I'm like Daryl. People like to put us in a box, but you don't want to just be known as that street author. You are an author, and I know for a fact, Daryl, oh, my goodness. His writing is to another level, and a lot of times people try to keep you in that box, though. But like he said, you know, he's you know, really seen in his work now where he can go. So I see you, Daryl, taking it to another level. So that's what I wanted to do, take it to another level. So I got an agent, just as you did, Daryl.
Okay. And so when I got there you hear it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, at the end of the show, before you go, we do have – another author tonight that's listening to you and taking a lot of notes, self-published author. Am I right, Jonesy? Self-published author. She's listening.
Great. Then definitely let me, you know, where I was going with that is that when I got that agent and that agent got that manuscript on that publisher's desk, that same publisher who gave me my first rejection letter ended up giving me my first 3-book deal. So be encouraged. Be encouraged is all I can say. You're going to get that rejection letter. I mean, it's going to happen. Be afraid. Be very afraid if everyone you send your manuscript to you get that, because a lot of times when things come easy, it's harder in the long run.
Isn't that something? It is.
Sometimes if it ain't working, it ain't right. You want to be
careful. Yeah, right. Exactly. You know what? I know that, you know, your debut Christian fiction novel, written under the pen name E.N. Joy. Me, Myself, and Him. Was that it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, but you previously wrote as Joel and Jocelyn. Now, what prompted you to make that change?
Like I said, I had to make that change when I turned my life over to Christ. And, you know, like I said, you write what's in your spirit. You write what you know. And when it's just not there anymore, you're forcing it. You're pushing it. And I'll be the first one to say, I had a secular contract I had to complete. So I still owe the story. I'm like, I'm pushing the story out. I spent the advance money, so you can't have your money back, so I got to give you a story, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm pushing it out. And, you know, readers know. I mean, my reviews on that book wasn't great. And you know what? If I had really, really been true and kept it real at that point, I would have said, you know what? I'm going to pay y'all's advance back in installments. I can't give you this book. I can't push it. It wasn't real. You know, to a degree, I was forcing it. I was having to fluff it. I was checking word count every 10 minutes, you know. It's like, and so when it's not in your spirit and you can't force it out. So writers, if you're working on something and that's what you find yourself doing, it's, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's like labor. Okay, and that's fine. It is a labor of love. But when you're checking word count every 10 minutes and you're just grasping for straws and ideas, you know, God may have told you to write a story or to tell a story, but did he tell you to publish that story? You know, there's a difference. He just may want to do self-therapy and healing.
It's absolutely tough.
So, you know, you want to be mindful
of
that.
So, you know, I definitely got to ask this before we go to a commercial break. Has Joylyn retired for good?
Oh, yes, yes. Joylyn Jostle, the author, has retired.
Yeah.
There will be no more Joylyn M. Jostle, you know, stories. Maybe if I'm doing an anthology and it's like nonfiction and someone might know my story, but there'll be no more erotica, no more street lit, no more chick lit. Joylyn M. Jostle, the author, Joylyn M. Jostle, the editor, yes, because as well as being an author with Urban Christian, I'm also the acquisition editor, so... That's when I wear my
Joylyn. Basically, like the artist, like when Prince had the little symbol, that Joylyn Jostle part of you, that part of you is gone. Gone for good.
Right. Right. The author part, yes.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to pay some bills. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we will come back with some more of Miss E.N. Joy.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailers. We treat our customers like family.
Hi, this is Jeff Van Vonderen from A&E's show Intervention, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
All right, this is KJ Talk Radio, and we are interviewing Joylyn Jossel, a.k.a. E.N. Joy, or just simply Joy, and we're going to continue to keep it moving with this interview. You know what, Joy, it's, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the listeners, and listeners, again, if you're out there, you want to call 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Pretty much, Joy, are any Joylyn Jossel books available to anyone looking for some of your other work?
Daryl, as a matter of fact, yes. Those titles are still in print. They are still available. The JoylynJossel.com website is still up. A lot of people ask me, you know, do you still promote, you know, your secular titles, even though you don't write them anymore? Well, what you must know is definitely. Am I ashamed of those titles? No. Like I said, we write about a lot of what we know. So my testimony is based upon those past works. And you can never forget any part of your testimony, nor be ashamed of it. So I don't write it anymore, but I don't throw them in the back of my closet like they do not exist. Through those books. Through those books, like I said, it has built the person who I am today. And a person really can't appreciate the transition of Ian Joy without first knowing Joylyn M. Jossel. It's like you can't see the glory in the story if you don't even know the basis of the story. So I still, you know, promote those books. I still have the website up. I just renewed the website for 7 more years. It's not going anywhere. It is a part of me. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, maybe you shouldn't be promoting it. Look at the covers on the book, and it had all that cursing and all that sex. Well, you know what? I wasn't born on the pew. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I live for Jesus. I'm glorifying Jesus. And everything I do now, I'm trying to please his heart. But at that point in my life, I was somewhere else. You know, God was there, but I wasn't with God. But he was with me, if you know what I'm saying. But definitely, those books are still available. I'm still, you know, someone let me know that about 3-4 months ago, they were in the Atlanta airport and they saw a dollar bill. So I'm like, hey, you know, part of the testimony is out there.
Yes. I can remember many coworkers on the job, my day job, reading dollar bill quite often. So
So it was and still is a very, very popular title in the urban literature genre. You know what? I just guess, you know, another thing, I'll just say I know that you're working on something new. I just know artists like yourself with the great imagination you have. You have to be working on a project. Could you tell us a little bit about your latest one?
Yes, my latest project is called the New Day Diva Series. It's a 5-book series. So far, 2 of the titles are out already. Book 1, it's titled She Who Finds a Husband. And book 2 is titled Been There, Prayed That. And book 3 actually releases December of this year. It's titled Love, Honor, or Stray. Book 4 releases next May of 2011. It's entitled Trying to Stay Safe. And then the final book of the 5-book series is released November 2011, and it's entitled I Can Do Better All By Myself. So all the books are written, and I'm just trying to, you know, keep it moving as, you know, as it drops into my spirit. And the thing about writing Christian fiction is when I wrote secular, I would write the ending of my stories first. Because it's just like in life. If you know where you want to end up in life, then you know all the things you need to do to get to that ending. So if you sit down and say, where do I want to end up in life? When it's over, where do I want to be? Okay, you've got that. You've got it written down. Now you ask yourself, what all do I need to do to get to this outcome? And so that's how I used to write my stories. I would write the end and say, okay, now what do I need to do to get to this ending that I want? Well, the difference with the Christian fiction is...
Man, that's I can feel you on that. I'm sure Kim can too. You know what? I run my mouth. You know, Jonesy knows that I am the most...
Hey, you the main host, man. You know, I give you all the props, man.
I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I know I might be the Batman of the duo, but you know, Robin have to have his little time in the sun too. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna let Jonesy ask a few questions as well as Kimmy if you have some questions, because you know, I'm just bubbling over with questions, so I don't want to hog everybody's time. Go ahead, guys.
Well, my question is, I'm just wondering if you know, I'm not a writer, but even if I did become a writer or something, what about how you feel about self-publishing? You know, I believe in doing things on my own so I can have full control. Do you think that's I know it's probably very difficult, but how you feel about that, Joy?
I started out self-publishing. Even though I'm writing for a major publisher now, I still self-publish. The company I started, Into the Rainbow Projects, to publish my self-published books under, I still do projects on the side. And I was blessed that Daryl contributed to one of my projects. It's called the Center Series. And it's a 3-book series. And the first series was the first book of the series was Even Sinners Have Souls. And book 2, which is the one that Daryl actually contributed to, is called Even Sinners Have Souls Too. The third one is Even Sinners Still Have Souls. So there's Even Sinners Have Souls, Even Sinners Have Souls Too, and then Even Sinners Still Have Souls. And it's an anthology where I got some of the top respected authors in the urban lit and the erotica lit genre. But what I got them to do was, because, you know, Daryl knows, we get criticized sometimes, even as Christian writers, we get criticized for being too edgy. Well, imagine how the urban street lit writers get criticized for not only being edgy, but they get accused of glorifying violence, glorifying sex, pregnancy, diseases. I mean, they get accused of all of that, and they're told that they're not writers unless they're writing, you know, every other word is a curse word, or somebody's having sex, or the main character is Laquita with burgundy Michael braids, and the Melini man is a grill full of bling, and you know, they get told they're not real writers because that's all they write. So I asked them to step out of the box and not to really, you know, prove that what they're doing, or, you know, validate what they're doing, but to just step out of the box and use that God-given talent to write a story that doesn't have the cursing and that doesn't have the sex and that doesn't really give the road less taken or the road taken more, but they just make their own way, where the characters make their own way. And so all of these writers, such as Daryl, we got an introduction by Nikki Turner, intro by Quan, we've got Chinichi, we've got Noir. I mean, just they all came out and they came together and they just wrote with their God-given talent these same gritty, raw stories that everybody had an opinion about. And a lot of people, believe it or not, they didn't even miss the cursing. They didn't even miss the sex. They were just so enthralled by the natural talent of these authors. Now, I knew I had to do this one. I knew I had to self-publish it. Because when people see their names, a publisher is going to expect a certain thing from them. Well, I know what God wanted out of this project. And I know he was using me as the vessel to orchestrate it. So there was no way I could turn over that. So I knew it was about to cost me a lot of time. It was about to cost me a lot of dollars. It was about to cost me a lot of marketing efforts. But like you said, I had control of the project. So even still, I'm self-publishing. You look at a lot of New York Times publishers. Look at Brenda Jackson. She's got 76 books out, 81 written. She's been writing for 15 81. Years. Yes, 15 years. She's a New York Times bestselling author, and she has an exclusive publishing contract, but she still publishes on the side. Not only does she just publish on the
amazing.
Side.
That is amazing.
She's funding her own movie from her book. So it's like you have to, if anybody's read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he says, why your mind is somebody else's business, make sure you're minding yours. I don't care if you're writing for Simon & Schuster, Kensington, whoever, you best be minding your business on the side. My boss, Carl Weber, told me one of the most valuable pieces of information. I'll never forget it. I asked him, he's got bookstores, he's got an imprint, but he's a New York Times bestselling author. I said, Carl, you have droves of readers. Every single book you write makes New York Times. Why do you bother with these bookstores and these imprints and this and that? He said, you know what? When the story is gone, when the writing part of it is over, the business part is always going to be there. Get you some business. And I want to tell every author out there, get you some business. Become an entrepreneur, not just somebody putting out stories. Work this thing, or it can work you. Definitely.
We know that full well. But I'll definitely ask you this, Jalen. I'll say, you know, and this is something, you know, I've asked you before. I've been very, very interested in, and I'll say it again. As far as e-publishing is concerned, and e-publishing in general, and e-publishing with African-American readership in particular, where is it going? And do you think that, you know, new self-published authors like Kimmy or even us, you know, is that a route to take?
You know what I did, Daryl? I went in, and every single book I self-published, I went in on the Amazon, and I turned it into an e-book. I'm going to put out stuff in e-book before I even put it out in print. See, back when we did the self-publishing thing, we were kind of like guinea pigs. Okay, do black people really read this stuff? Okay, well, they're all spending their money to put their own books out. So let's let them spend their money, and let's watch them, and then let's see if anybody really buys it. So then we're like these little guinea pigs in this little cage, and we're spending all of our money, and we're out there at the clubs, and we're selling these books, and guess what? It's working. So they've watched us, and it has cost them nothing. We spent our own money, our own dollars, our own efforts, and it cost them nothing. And we just kind of like tested the waters with our own product. Well, to me, the new way of doing it is ebook. I mean, it's the new way of doing it. Everybody's online. Everybody's on social media. People stay logged on to social media all day. They keep it on their phones all day. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, everything is on their phone. See who can get the craziest, fanciest phone. You know, who can watch 3D on their phone? I don't know. But it's like with all this modern technology and the ebook, it's the way to go. You know, if you don't have the printing money and you want to put that book out there, you want to get a book, don't even put the whole book out there. Do an ebook with just three chapters. I mean, Daryl, you and I know you dropped that into my spirit about what's it called? The Penny Dreadful. Back in the 18th century.
Sure,
back in the 18th century.
Absolutely.
When the working adolescent.
I know that it's wave of the future, man. And, you know, I think to see that you have already taken advantage of that, and you know, I want all of anyone who loves writing, anyone that's a writer, Kimmy, you're listening, please take advantage of the e-book. The ebook craze. It's not a craze. It's going to be a way of life, definitely. Now, before we, you know, just go tonight, you know, our time is running short here. You know, Joy,
how can readers get in contact with you? Do you have a website?
Sure, I do. Like I said, I still have my secular books up. I have, you know, my testimony part of it. It's on the page. You know, this is who I was. This is it. You're not going to look up any more of these books. If you read all of them here, you're not going to get any more. You got to come on over to the other side. So, and that's
right.
www.
Fantastic. Okay. So,
joinlandjoffel.com.
I'm listening to some information on how to get in contact with, how to basically, when they go on or whatever, they check out a lot of your old, your new books. So just, do you have,
okay.
Is it enjoy, .com?
Yes.
Do you have a,
Yes, I do. I have www.enjoywrites.com.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. I'm Joy Lynn Jostle, and I'm on Facebook as enjoy the author.
Okay.
I'm everywhere. I'm, you know, Yahoo 360. I mean, if you're out there and you're an author, if you're an entrepreneur, you need to be blogging. I'm on Blogspot. I'm on WordPress. I'm doing it all. You got to be out there. You know, the internet is the map. The internet is the map.
Hey, that sounds like an entrepreneur to me. You know what? You know, one of the things we ask our guests, you know, toward the end, and they'll ask you, is what is the one thing that you would like all of your readers to know about you personally? That's the intimate part of who enjoy is. What would you like them to know?
That, I mean, and like I even have on my Facebook, I live, I breathe, I eat, I sleep this thing. I love the written word. I live for the written word, every aspect of it. What I do because it is a passion. I do because it is a ministry. I do because it is a business. I do for you, the readers out there. This is real. Sleep's overrated. Sometimes I don't even sleep. I will give you all that I have right now, and I will sleep later. It'll be worth it just to make sure that you, as the reader, are getting the real person. And again, that's why I did the transformation from the Joy Lynn M. Jostle to Ian Joy. I always want to give my readers the real me, and I want to be exactly who I say I am, and that is the truth and the real.
All right. There you have it from one of the most dynamic authors that I know, that I've ever known. And I'll tell you, you guys have to support her. She is incredible and just an incredible talent she has, and she puts pen to paper, and she will continue to keep giving us just wonderful, wonderful tales in the Christian fiction area, just as she did when she was doing it in the street lit area. We have had a wonderful time here tonight with Kimmy. Kimmy, thank you so much if you're still there. I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Jonesy, wonderful time once again.
I want to thank both of the ladies for coming on, and I enjoyed the show. And Miss Kimmy, I really appreciate you coming to come on to talk about your book, your first book, and I think it's a wonderful book, and I think it would be a big hit. And Miss Jordan, I would like to thank you again for coming on. I would like to welcome you all back once again in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Mr. Jordan.
All right, great. Joellen, just thank you.
Okay, Miss Kimmy, I'll have to call you a little later.
All right.
And I guess, you know, the time has come for us eventually to get off the air. It's as always, we thank you all for coming and spending time with us each and every Friday, you know, from 7 to 7:55. We love bringing you all of the wonderful guests. We want you all to continue to support KJ Talk Radio with your generous donations and just calling in again. 614, I'm giving your number, Joy. we gonna back that up. 888-815-9756. We're gonna do it again. 888-815-9756. That is, the call in line for, BBS Radio, which is our parent
station of KJ Talk Radio. Just been a wonderful, wonderful time tonight. We love you guys. We want you guys to have a wonderful weekend, a blessed weekend. We want to thank our guests again, Kimmy and Joy, for being a part of KJ Talk Radio. Jonesy, you want to send us out of here? I want to just say, hey, I want to thank everybody, and just I want you all to be blessed. Jonesy, what you got to say before we get up out of here?
Once again, I'd just like to say I just enjoyed the whole show, and we hope to have many more like this.
All right. KJ Talk Radio, bringing it to you live, straight with no chaser. Holler at you next week.